This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm like everybody else in New York this morning, exhausted from watching this game last night, but really happy, man. It's a feel-good Friday, and for good reason. Jalen Brunson shows up again. Nobody works harder than he does. I mean, on the offensive end of the floor especially. I mean, they pick him up three quarters court every time. He's got to fight his way, you know, at the top of, you know, just over half court, and just had an amazing night last night. His shooting was great. The overall shooting wasn't great, you know, for the Knicks, especially from three-point line. But I will say that he continues to amaze. At 6'2", he continues to amaze on the offensive end of the basketball court. And what I would think drives Pacer fans crazy is, like, Tyrese Haliburton completely disappeared. I mean, a guy who had this unbelievable game, you know, in game four, you would think would be coming out and looking for blood and shooting right out of the gate, and didn't do any of that stuff. And Jalen Brunson did. And Jalen Brunson was an amazing player to start this game, an amazing player to finish this game. And, you know, let's face it, the Pacers did not have a great night shooting. And Tyrese Haliburton was completely invisible. And Jalen Brunson, you say whatever you want. Every single game, he's in the middle of everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything.
And this morning, it was I saw you had a bag on your door as well. I showed up, and there was a Faraday brand bag that had some Jalen Brunson swag in it that I know was given to us before the game. And I've got a Captain Clutch sweatshirt on with number 11 on it for Jalen Brunson. So very fitting. But it's just there's very few guys, and of course you could attest to this because you played with some of them, and there, you also probably had some moments like this, you know, in your prime Cincinnati Bengals MVP season, where the best player on the field or on the court decides they're not losing that day. They just, and Jalen Brunson decided it wasn't happening last night.
That's right.
You know, and I know there's been times where he's said, hey, I'm going to make sure we don't lose, and they do lose. But last night was one of those nights that he said, I'm going to come out, we're going to take a lead, we're going to win this game, and there's no way in hell that those guys are going to be celebrating here in front of our fans in Madison Square Garden.
I mean, they had some weird moments last night. Let's face it. Some of his stuff still was there. I mean,
two
inbounds plays that made no sense whatsoever, where they turned the ball over completely.
Yeah.
He then... he was trying to drive down the middle of the paint in the lane, and he ended up with a jump ball after that, and he mistimed the jump. I mean, there were so many things that were happening in this game last night, but thankfully the Knicks defense really shined through again. I mean, they were so much better. They left. I think I counted, like, I was trying to count last night, and I was making marks in my notebook.
Oh, you taking notes last night?
I think there were six missed open shots by the Pacers. You know, where they're standing there,
yeah,
and the
just
ball
standing,
gets them,
yeah.
And somehow, you know, they're standing there by themselves. I think there were six of those last night. I don't think that's going to happen back in Indiana. So they're going to have to tighten the screws on defense again. They're going to have to play physical. Depending on how the officials ref these games, is a big part of the success for Karl Anthony Towns, because again, I want to take him aside and I want to sit him down and I want to Karl Anthony, let's go over every one of these fouls and let's look at your reaction to each one of these fouls, because your reaction doesn't coincide with what actually the rest of us are seeing.
Yeah, they didn't do quite that, and that would be something that would have been good on Inside the NBA when they did interview him after the game. I mean, they gave him the business about the fouls and how dumb they were. Like, straight up, you got to stop doing it. And then Karl Anthony Towns agreed, he didn't fight back with them, but they hammered him about it. And it's just, there's no defending it, even when you're Karl Anthony Towns yourself. So that's something that just has to change. You don't want to see, and by the way, Precious Achiuwa does come in in the third quarter. It makes an impact for you. And
it's
saw
not just him. It's Landry Shamet.
Nobody gave. Did you see? He gave like one of these up, and he said, "I could read his lips." He was like, "That's for you, Boomer."
Good. I appreciate.
I think that's
that,
what
yes.
he said. It was at least Boomer. I don't know if it was that's for you, but I'm a lip reader now. Boomer, just up into the crowd, and I was like, "Yeah, he knows what's going on."
Hey, look, and I'll tell you what, man. The more guys that have skin in the game, the better your team's going to be. That's all I'm saying. That's all I've ever said. And if a guy gets you as a big part of your rotation during the season, and then all of a sudden he just sits on the bench and you don't give him a shot in the playoffs, it's going to end up hurting your team in so many different ways. But they were lucky. I mean, he was lucky because they go to Hakimich, you know, and that and Rick Carlisle is smart, very smart. And then, of course, Tom Thibodeau has got to react to that, and that's when he puts Precious in and he takes out Mitchell Robinson. So, and that. That hurts the team. And it all starts, and Reggie Miller said it last night, it all starts with Towns' stupid fouls and the fact that he takes himself out of these games. And now all of a sudden, you got to scramble. And the other team has got, you know, obviously a strategy that they want to employ. And the moment that that happens and the moment that Rick Carlisle sees that, they go right to Hakimich. Then all of a sudden, Thibodeau has to react to that. And he takes Mitch out and he puts Precious in. And that's great. I mean, that's great. It's great for Precious, but it's not great for Mitch. And it's not overall great for the team because Karl Anthony Towns is sitting on the bench with three fouls again.
Yeah, I mean, it really is amazing. He cannot control himself. I mean, and it's not like the refs are all over him or not being fair to him. As you mentioned, every single one of these fouls he's complaining about when they're legitimate fouls. I mean, maybe if we go through all of them and be like, maybe that one's questionable. Most of them are completely legitimate. For no reason, he commits these.
And I would say this, that there are times where he's going up with the basketball and this guy's hanging all over him, and he doesn't get a call. And that would frustrate me, too. I mean, he's so big. And he's so physical that when he gets down there, and you know the Pacers aren't stupid either. You know they're double teaming him every single time he gets the ball, so he's got to realize that. And a lot of times he does things with I've never seen a big man that is just like he's got such an ease about being around the basket and somehow getting that ball into the basket.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing because sometimes he'll shoot it from the hip, and it goes in. And you're like, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah, I mean, he's got command. He's ambidextrous.
Yeah, I think that part of his game is amazing. But there are times where I could see where he could be frustrated because people are bumping into him. People are hanging off of him. He's a horse. He's hard for those guys to stay with. When he really wants to play and he wants to get down low, it's hard for them. They don't have anybody to stop him.
No, but Karl Anthony Towns stops himself, which is the problem.
Which is a huge problem.
Right, and if we were going to get the Karl Anthony Towns in Game 3 in the fourth quarter in Game 6, I would guarantee a victory for the Knicks. But it shows up so few and so far between, and that's why it's going to be on the shoulders once again of Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson was able to get an extended rest in this game as well because they were up and they were playing well and they were playing defense and the Pacers were missing some shots and Brunson could sit there for a little bit and then get back in the game later to close it out like he always does. So this was a really, it wasn't perfect. Still too many turnovers. Josh Hart a little bit careless still. The Karl Anthony Towns fouls, but this was a really, really solid win for them that gives hope back into everybody that was outside Madison Square Garden, everybody that was in their homes last night watching this game, that they could go into Indiana and beat them, because it doesn't have the same feel about going up against, you know, a dynasty where you're like, oh, they're going to take care of business at home. I mean, we all thought that going into this series that the odds makers were right in the Knicks being a slight favorite in the series. So that's another reason why you're like, man, you know, Tyrese Halliburton could put up another dud. That could happen. I mean, it's not as if this guy has moment after moment after moment in the postseason. I mean, that really could be the case where he just goes cold again. So just get it back to the Garden. And even though they haven't played well outside of a couple of games at home, if you get it back to the Garden in a Game 7, I can't even imagine what that would be like. That would be on Monday if they win
Saturday.
Yeah,
that would be on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You have Tyrese Halliburton sitting there with that back brace on, that heated back brace that he's wearing.
Yeah.
I got one of those things. It's great. I use it before golf.
Oh, do you?
Thing is awesome. Well, yeah, and you can win it at my golf tournament. So you're going to
have to. I'm not winning it.
All right. But he was wearing that yesterday. So I don't know if there's a problem with his back or not. That could be an issue. I don't know. But you know, on Saturday night, he is going to come out flying and he's going to be hoisting up threes to begin the game. And the great thing about last night's game was that, you know, Thibodeau keeps talking about the first quarter. We gotta control the first quarter. And they did that last night. And that you do that by not only making your own shots like Jalen Brunson was doing. I mean, this guy is 6'2". He comes out and it's bang, 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 right?
Yeah.
The beginning of the third quarter and the beginning of the second quarter. Mm-hmm. First quarter. I mean, that is a guy that is not letting his team lose. And, you know, I don't think like he overdid it. Sometimes you feel like he's forcing the issue. I felt like last night there was a lot more space for him on the offensive area when he got down. Like they weren't doubling him. You know, so he was able to get his shot off. Like he's one of the best guys in the league. He's where he's able to get his own shot off at 6'2".
Yeah,
think about that for a second.
I know. I mean, we are in awe every single game, and that's why it was tough to watch him in the fourth quarter of game four and how he had 0 points and thinking, well, that's just not him. Maybe he's run out of gas. Maybe there's something going on. So the fact that he came out and dominated and said, I am the guy in this series. I am the person who is going to carry this team on my back to Indiana was everything that every Knick fan expected since they've been watching him since he got here. You know, and it was just another one of those performances. And unfortunately, because they put themselves in a 3-1 hole, we need two more of them.
It just drives you crazy that they lost game one.
I know. Now it's really.
Because this was game one all over again.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that they were able to shut it down at the end of the game. And credit the guys off the bench. You know, credit the fact that, that Thibodeau believes in those guys. And they came through again. So it's not crunch time minutes, but it's really important minutes. And it's important to try to do to the Pacers what the Pacers are trying to do to the Knicks. And that is get in the face of Jalen Brunson. You got to get in the face of Tyrese Halliburton. You just got to. And, you know, Siakam didn't shoot great last night.
No.
And all of a sudden Bridges came back and started making some of his mid-range jump shots.
Yeah.
So that was good to see last night too, by the way. And if I do have one overall criticism about one particular player is I don't know what OG Anunoby's doing.
Yeah, he
looks like he's completely out of sync.
Yeah, I know, and it's been bad now consistently. But it's almost as if I don't know. He hasn't been the same since he went and sort of like grabbed the back of his hamstring that one time. He's playing through it, but he hasn't been the same. He's not the same offensively. He doesn't have the same burst. He's getting beat defensively. I'm not saying that he shouldn't be playing, but when he grabbed his hamstring earlier on in the playoffs, he's been wearing that big long sleeve on his leg. He just doesn't have the same aptitude on either side of the court that he'd had most of the regular season. So I don't know. I hope that he's got another great game in him because they're certainly going to need him to win two more in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this series is kind of gone the same way without the big injury to a star player like the Celtics had with Tatum. But it's gone the same way with the Knicks and the Celtics, but the Knicks being the Celtics now and the Pacers being the Knicks in this series, meaning that, okay, game one, you blow a 20-point lead in your building. They didn't do it again in game two of the Knicks. But, of course, you had a big game three to come back and get into it, and then you go and you lose game four at home, so then you come home having to defend the home court like the Celtics did, and then you beat them, and then we all remember what happened. The Knicks, game six at home, smacked around the Boston Celtics and put them to bed. Do the Pacers have that same type of closeout attitude? Do they have that same game in them? on Saturday night.
I'll tell you one thing. If Halliburton comes out and hits his first three-point shots...
shut off the TV?
I mean, shut off the TV. But if he doesn't, and, yeah. or, and there's an issue with him, because I don't know. I don't know what happened to him last night. It's one thing, like, Jalen Brunson's missing in the fourth quarter of Game 4. It's another thing when your main guy is missing the entire game. And again, it's a weird deal. Like, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, how do you have a game like he had in Game 4 and then turn around and just, I don't know, just not even shoot the ball?
Yeah, it's
I know it's Nick defense, but I also know that, you know, Jalen Brunson's got to deal with the defense on the other side, and he is dealing with it. And it's a pain in the ass. That guy works so hard on offense, Jalen does. It's ridiculous. Three quarters court. It's high top, screen and rolls and crap like that. And he is just getting bumped all over the place. And somehow he is making these shots. And man, it's unbelievable to finally have somebody of that ilk running the basketball team that we've been rooting for 50 years.
Yeah, no, it is great. And there's going to be a ton of pressure on the Pacers to get it done at home. And Halliburton, all these things that were said about him throughout his career, that he's been shutting everybody up throughout the playoffs, he still has to silence those demons and win this series, because he put up a complete dud in Game 5. And if he comes out in Game 6 and doesn't play well and Knicks win that, I mean, then all these whispers are going to come back out about him being overrated or him not being the superstar that can lead a team, or all of these things that people have been saying are going to be cropping up again. So he could think that he silenced those demons. He's still got work to do and get this team to the NBA Finals before he shuts everybody up.
I mean, whatever his deal is, it's his deal. He's got to deal with it. From the Knicks' perspective, they just got to make sure that they don't let them pace their way through the first quarter out to like a 15-point lead. You know, they have got to stop them. And a lot of that has to do with Tom Thibodeau as well, recognizing when the runs are coming, calling timeouts at the right time, slowing the game down, and not allowing him to go off. He and Siakam are the two guys that have been going off. Everybody else, Mathurin, I told you, was going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he has showed up the last two games.
Because he was out last year. You know, he had a bad knee. And that guy's a good player. He's a really good player. And, you know, it's just good to see that the Knicks went into their bench, and Thibodeau went into the bench and gave other guys some run and gave them a chance and have some skin in the game and be a part of something that, you know, could be really special if they can pull it off again. Now, Saturday night, this will be the hardest game that this collective group will have had to have played. It's going to be Saturday night. This is going to be the hardest game for them, because I think if they can win Saturday night, then they're going to blow them away in Game 7. So this game, the first 10 minutes of this game, to me, is going to have to set the tone for the next in Game 6.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, and it's weird because statistically, if you look at it, I mean, except for a couple of games, there's been big leads and blown leads, and we've seen it throughout the postseason. But I'm with you. I think early on, you can tell what type of Pacers team you're going to have throughout the night, and what time. And then even if they are setting the pace, as you said, or they are controlling the tempo of the game, it doesn't mean the Knicks can't win. It's just going to be one of those like battles to the end, or they're going to get a run out of the building. But you know, when the Pacers are playing at their best, how difficult it is to slow them down. And they're going to have to defensively give everything they had like they did last night. You know, and there is that thing we talk about, you can't manufacture the desperation that when your back's against the wall and you can't lose another game. You can't do that. You could try to switch your brain into that mode and say, hey, let's pretend this is a win-or-go-home game, but it doesn't work that way. When it's a win-or-go-home game, you know it's a win-or-go-home game, and the Knicks have shown up in those situations throughout the year, and they got hopefully two more opportunities, but certainly one more opportunity after last night.
And then it was important to win last night. It really was important. Those fans deserve a win. They deserve the performance like that. They deserve the effort. And, you know, the great thing is they're even calling Landry Shamet's name. Right, and so he says after the game, he goes, man, I just love playing here. I mean, these fans are insane. Like, you know, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he was just talking about the Knicks feel the intensity. They feel the intensity, and which is great. And I think that game one is the game that's going to end up, if they end up losing this thing, that's where the series was lost. But last night's performance showed you that there's still that fight in them. And, you know, those Villanova kids, man, they got it. They got what it takes. So if they're, I would bet on them, man. I would bet that they're going to be able to pull it off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.